This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club. The show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the...
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
What's happening? How's your day going, everybody?
Mine is great and wonderful. And yours?
It's just started. I mean, it's actually getting cool in New York.
Yeah, it's getting a little chilly, but it's supposed to warm up the rest of the week. It was, I think, like 50 degrees walking out this morning, but by the rest of the week, they say in 75.
You know that's not supposed to happen this time of year, right?
What, the warm weather?
Yeah, this time of year, it's not supposed to be 75 degrees.
It's not.
Especially in New York City.
Definitely not. I
don't know. I guess it's that climate change thing everybody keeps acting like not real?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that usually just means we're going to get vicious snowstorms by January.
Absolutely.
That's what
which
that
is
means.
Which is a reminder. I should be telling y'all this off the air. But go get your ISDN lines put in your house, guys. Okay? guys.
Well, you got to explain to the people what the ISDN line is.
ISDN line is a line that you can use from home.
It's a cheat code, so you don't have to come to work.
Yes, we don't have to be here on the radio. So even if it is a 27-inch snowstorm, we can be at the house doing the radio show.
Right.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So I'm just reminding y'all to go get your ISDN lines in, because we care about y'all, all right, as listeners. But I'm going to tell you something. As I get older in my life, I don't care about y'all enough that I'm leaving my house when it says it's an emergency situation
and
to come do the radio.
Okay.
I'm just not doing it. You know what I mean? Right. I got two kids at the house, wife. It's just, you know, no.
You got your ISDN line already?
It's getting installed.
Get it generated, too, because if the power goes
out,
it
sounds like
it
radio
help.
Talk. I don't know.
Oh, this is inside. It's a lot of mass
communication. It's a lot of inside
It's
talk.
A lot of mass communication majors out there that need to know these type of things, okay? We're showing y'all how we go the extra mile for you.
Okay.
Okay?
By
that's what
coming
you
to work.
Yes, by coming to work. Yes,
yes. That's the extra mile.
In an emergency, all right? We done went through hurricanes,
right?
Snowstorms, all kind of stuff, risking life and limb.
Correct.
All right? Don't you think people should know these things?
Yes, we do.
Yes, they should. Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, congratulations to the New York Yankees. They beat the Astros last night. They really played the bat in his back, it seems like it, so I'm excited about that.
The what?
Batting, the hitting.
Oh, the batting is back.
What do you thought I said?
I have no idea. It's like you was doing big pun. The back of the act. What you was doing. What?
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
We will be talking about, of course, Donald Trump and some comments that he made that were false, but he made them anyway.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Loyalty, Kendrick Lamar. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Again, congratulations to the Yankees. They beat the Astros last night. The Astros lead the series, though, 2-1. Now, in Monday Night Football, the Titans beat the Colts 36-22.
Who watches football when their team's under 500? Who watches football at a time like this, okay? Stand with Cap and stand for nothing. Unless your team is undefeated or, you know, way over 500, then I can understand why you would watch. But
my goodness.
Okay, I'm not watching.
All right. Now, what you want to do on front page news? You want to start with Trump?
Yes. Donald Trump made some comments about soldiers' deaths in Niger. He talked about 4 American soldiers that were killed during an ambush. He had not said anything previously. But now he claims that he sent personal letters to their families, and he also plans to call them later this week. And then he goes on to act like no other presidents did this and that President Barack Obama never reached out to families. Here's what he said.
The traditional way, if you look at President Obama and other presidents, most of them didn't make calls. A lot of them didn't make calls. I like to call when it's appropriate, when I think I'm able to do it. I'm going to be calling them. I want a little time to pass. I'm going to be calling them. I have, as you know, since I've been president, I have. But in addition, I actually wrote letters individually to the soldiers we're talking about, and they're going to be going out either today or tomorrow.
Oh, Donald Trump lying. Donald Trump lying shouldn't be news anymore. That's just a regular occurrence. And I mean, you know, you got uneducated people who voted for him who believe him. So why not control your narrative and make it seem like you're the only president who's ever done that?
Well, Benjamin J. Rhodes is a former deputy national secretary advisor to former President Barack Obama, posted on Twitter, "This is an outrageous and disrespectful lie, even by Trump standards. Also, Obama never attacked a Gold Star family." Now, Trump did try to backtrack a little when he was asked about whether or not that was true. He said, "I don't know if he did. I was told that he didn't. And a lot of presidents don't. They write letters. I do a combination of both."
I do believe that, though. I do believe that Donald Trump don't know what the hell's going on.
He definitely doesn't
somebody
know what's
definitely
going
told
on.
Him, "You know you're the first president to ever do this." So he jumps out the window.
He doesn't fact check anything.
Yeah, he doesn't check anything. What else you want to talk about?
All right, now there's a state of emergency in Florida, and that is because Richard Spencer is planning to go ahead and have a speech at the University of Florida on Thursday. Now, he's the same one that organized the deadly rallies in Charlottesville, and so now he's planning to speak at the University of Florida. Of course,
the school has allowed him to do it.
Furious, yes, for free speech. He paid, I think, like almost $11,000, but it's costing them $500,000 in security just to make sure that
because free speech ain't free. Free speech ain't free. I keep trying to tell y'all that.
I'm confused. So you can go to any university you want and say, "Hey, I want to pay here. I want to pay this
to use this space and speak." And
they can deny you if they want, though.
And they should deny
you. Yeah, they can deny you if they want.
Now, initially, they had rejected a request from him. But after the event in Charlottesville, but the president was forced to change his mind after being threatened with a lawsuit. So I guess Richard Spencer and his team threatened to sue the school.
Wait, so what if they sue? If the school says, "Hey, I think that your rhetoric is divisive. I think your rhetoric is dangerous and to the livelihood of our students."
I think it's dangerous
to
the people
crazy.
Here. Okay?
Yeah. Someone could
get killed. Someone got killed in Charlottesville.
That is crazy. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or you want to spread some positivity. All right. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Brian from Patterson.
Hey, Brian, get it off your chest, bro.
Well, actually, I'm feeling a little bit blessed, and I want to get a little bit off, too. I teach over here in a high school in Patterson, and I'm blessed because it's a new year. We just had a good payday, off to a great start, and a little bit of venting because the supplies are limited in the schools, and we're really just doing what we can with very little resources.
What grade do you teach?
High school.
Oh, high school. How the kids' grades so far?
Good and bad, a little bit of everything.
All right.
Well, what resources? Resources are limited, sir. What do y'all need more of?
Paper, computers, projectors, all that.
At school?
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ.
That's crazy.
Those seem like the bad necessities at school.
You would think.
Well, thank you, bro, for calling.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you. Have a great morning. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mag. Your name is Mag, right?
Yeah, from Georgia.
Okay, get it off your chest, mama.
Charlamagne gave the officer yesterday Bucky of the Day.
Yes, ma'am.
Well deserved.
Every day this week.
Oh, you?
Every day this week.
He need to get it every day this week?
That's what she's saying.
Every day this week.
Oh, you must have seen the video.
That ignorant dummy. I am so disappointed that it was an officer just like Charlamagne. I was like, this got to be a white.
The coward's name is Hanifa Davis.
Yeah, I seen that video. It upset
African
me the whole weekend.
I don't know what his name is. This is the most ridiculous I've ever seen in my life.
It is.
It's bad enough that it's going on, you know, all over. And it's like nothing's being done about it.
You're right. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, we shouldn't be doing that to ourselves.
Not at all, man. Not at all. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you don't know what we're talking about, in Orange High School in New Jersey, a police officer grabbed two twins by
Hanifa
the hair.
Hanifa Davis. Give that coward the credit he deserves.
Threw
Say his
on
name.
The floor like crazily. It's not like one of them had a gun. It's not like one of them was beefing. It's not like one of them was swinging at him. Threw them both on the floor, put his body weight on them. Then when the vice principal came over to run to help, they threw him up against the wall. It was so disrespectful what he did to them young girls.
They should have drug tested him.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Chris from Homestead, Florida.
Chris, get it off your chest, bro.
I'm hot that the school would actually accept this man to go ahead and speak. deep after what happened in Charlottesville.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Coward people go to where they feel most comfortable. Why didn't he come to UM?
It's also very, very dangerous.
Why he come down to UM? Why he come down to FIU? He gonna go up to Gainesville, you know, where the white folks is at.
Yeah, but
he knows these Cubans and these Haitians and these people down here gonna run his ass up. Sorry for my language.
But y'all do realize he's going there to recruit. He's going there to recruit, and he's going there to put more gas on the fire that already exists for some of those alt-right people.
Now, if you just joined us, what's the coward's
name? Richard Spencer.
Richard Spencer. He's doing a speech in Florida today, right?
At the University
of
Florida.
No, it's actually on Thursday.
It's this Thursday. He's the same one that did the speech in Charlottesville with all the riots
and
the
white
supremacy.
Yeah, he helped organize those rallies in Charlottesville, and he's scheduled to speak on Thursday. So he's doing also a Q&A session. And obviously, people in Florida are furious. They have declared a state of emergency there ahead of Richard Spencer's speech.
Well, I don't think he organized the one where the girl got killed. He was there.
He was one of the organizers.
He came back. Yeah, when he came back a couple weeks ago.
Doe, get it off your chest, man.
Yeah, I'm getting off my chest, man. I'm upset at the Breakfast Club, man.
Get in line, sir.
Why you mad?
Man, I'm mad about y'all. Y'all don't keep it real on the radio about Trump and Hillary and stuff like that.
What don't we say, sir?
Man, about Trump and Hillary, you know. Let me say, man, I'm saying this is why a lot of people voted for Trump. You know, a lot of people used to be. You know, but we ain't used to Hillary, yo. Hillary's crooked.
How do you know Hillary's crooked, sir?
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't understand. But listen,
why, because Donald Trump said it?
I mean, ask you a question, though. Don't you think Hillary was the better option than Trump?
Listen, man, I'm used to the bigot. I ain't used to Hillary, man. Hillary's stealing money.
So he must enjoy what Trump is doing right now.
Yeah, you're not answering the
question.
Who's the better option, Hillary or Trump?
Listen, I'm telling you again. I've been
staying
with the bigot over 20 years. I'm used to the bigot.
Oh, he's
drunk.
You got to deal with the bigot. You drunk, man.
He's drunk.
I stay
off
the drugs, bro.
He's drunk, man. It's too early in the morning, man. Yeah, cognac for breakfast.
Snack Man.
Hey, Snack Man, what's
up? Yo, what's up, Angela?
Hey, it's my guy.
Yeah, what's up?
Now, if you don't know, Snack Man's a guy that calls and tries to
say
these
jokes.
They know
I'm the most dangerous comedian.
And he's the worst. Go ahead, tell your joke. Hurry up, Snack Man.
Why did the Mexican throw his wife down the hill?
Oh, my gosh.
To escape Donald Trump.
Tequila.
What?
Tequila. That's actually not bad. Like,
tequila.
It's a way you could have, like, worded that just a little bit better.
You're still trash, though.
Okay, Snack Man.
That's actually one of those jokes that you have to say when everybody's drunk off tequila.
Tequila, right.
You know what I'm saying? When everybody's drunk, you say that
joke. It's the timing.
Oh, boy. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. You got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to be talking about Lil Boosie and his brother. Now, we told you about his brother allegedly stealing more than $300,000 from him. What is going to be the consequences of that?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Boosie Badass's brother.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, Lil Boosie's brother, Takari Hatch, was booked for identity theft and fraud, and that's for stealing, allegedly, $300,000 plus from Boosie's bank account. Now, Boosie already has said that he just doesn't mess with his brother anymore right now after that.
Mm-hmm.
But TQ had always said that he was innocent, and the DA has now decided there wasn't enough evidence to go ahead and press charges, so he will not face any jail time for that.
Why isn't there enough evidence? The money clearly is missing.
I don't know. Maybe it's not identity theft. I don't know what happened.
Maybe he had access to the account, so the way that he was able to take it out isn't necessarily considered stealing.
Or illegal, right?
Right. It's not fraud. Who knows? I'm sure we'll find out at some point. In the meantime, Boosie was on Instagram, and he had on a Jordan outfit, and apparently a lot of people did not feel like it was real.
And they were killing him for that.
Now, the Shade Room posted it. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see it, but that was the Jumpman logo. And here's how Boosie responded.
Hey, what time I don't want some mother. Fake Jordan. That been like where I need a Jordan. I had to get this out of the suitcase. This come off the mannequin at Foot Locker. I be fucked up.
Who cares if he wearing fake Jordan stuff, though?
Well, he should care if he really got it off the mannequin at Foot Locker if they sold him something that wasn't real.
That's true. Yeah, so, this
sure
was a product.
It could have been a problem with stitching. Sometimes it happens, but
I don't know.
Jordan may look a little far
open. But they definitely
went
on Twitter, on Instagram, and were saying all kinds of things. Like, it looks like his logo went to
Listen,
Pride
man,
Week in Atlanta.
When people know you
that
got
ain't
money,
right there, that's real. Somebody edited that picture. That logo's real.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Somebody
it might have been just
that.
The angle of the pants, mm-hmm. the way he was standing. But when you got money, it don't matter. You can wear fake stuff. Nobody going to question it.
Right.
Okay?
It was just a lot of funny comments, though. You know how it gets on social media.
If you're a multimillionaire and you're buying real jewelry, you're crazy.
All right, now Harvey Weinstein and his brother Bob Weinstein are going to be having to have their big board of directors meeting today. Now, apparently, they're going to try to fire Harvey officially in this meeting. And
he's not officially fired already?
Well, they have to have a board meeting, is all kinds of things that they have to do. And, of course, Harvey Weinstein is trying to make sure that he does stay on that in the company. So we don't know what's going to happen, but today is the day that happens. And, you know, Harvey and his brother Bob Weinstein don't get along. They've barely spoken in the past 5 years, so they're anticipating a lot of screaming, and so many different things are about to go down today.
Well, wow. If Harvey truly cares about that company, then he'll step down and sell his shares in the company.
I told you before, there was a provision that says that if there were any type of sexual harassment suits, as long as Harvey Weinstein reimbursed the company for any settlements, then all should be good.
Nah, I don't think he's good for business at this point.
All right, now Reese Witherspoon has spoken out about sexual harassment and assault in Hollywood. She said she was just 16 the first time that it happened to her. She said this has been a really hard week for women in Hollywood, for women all over the world, and a lot of situations in a lot of industries are forced to remember and relive a lot of ugly truths. She said, I have my own experiences that have come back to me very vividly, and I find it really hard to sleep, hard to think, hard to communicate a lot of the feelings that I've been having about anxiety, honest, the guilt for not speaking up earlier. She said a director assaulted her when she was 16 years old. She said, I wish I could tell you it was an isolated incident in my career, but sadly it wasn't. I've had multiple experiences of harassment and sexual assault, and I don't speak about them very often. Now, there was a hashtag #MeToo that Alyssa Milano actually started. I don't know if you guys saw that on Twitter, but that went viral, and everybody was telling their own experiences or just putting up the hashtag #MeToo just to show that they have been sexually harassed or assaulted. She put that on Twitter. If you've been sexually harassed or assaulted, write #MeToo as a reply to this tweet. So a lot of people participated, and that hashtag was tweeted nearly 500,000 times in 24 hours alone.
But these women are making Hollywood a better place by speaking out, though, because, you know, now guys will be like, oh, nope, can't move the way we used to. Because I keep hearing people say that, oh, that's just the way it was in Hollywood. That's the old school way. But, yes, old school for a reason.
And a lot of women did speak up and felt like it didn't matter. They weren't heard. They said they talked to people and they, mm-hmm. Oh, that's just Harvey Weinstein. That's just how he is. All right, now Mario Winans was in court. The singer Mario Winans, I don't want to know, bad boy artist. And that is for tax evasion. Apparently, he's only paid his taxes once in the last 12 years.
One time?
Lord
one time.
Have mercy. Oh, my. He got more heart than me.
The last 12 years.
That's a fair fact to challenge.
Okay? Yeah, he real.
They did not sentence him to 2 years in federal prison. He pleaded guilty to one count of failure to file taxes. Now, according to Mario Winans, you know, he said his lawyer said he's just not very sophisticated when it comes to his finances.
Not sophisticated.
He also hasn't paid his child support, so he owes a lot of money in back child support as well. Almost $200,000. He was arrested earlier this month because he owed that money. Now, the judge said, you made the decision to go behind Joy, who is his wife. Joy's back. This is your son, and you have to pay your obligations to him now and forever. So, apparently, Mario Winans is struggling to pay his bills. He owes that. He owes 2 months on his rent, which is $6,200 a month. And he's been borrowing money from his mother.
Now, Diddy, why y'all ain't book him to perform at the Revolt Music Conference? Clearly, he need the money. He can go out there and go do I Don't Want to Know. All right, and get a few $1,000.
Has he done Love and Hip Hop yet? Said this so, yeah. Has he done Love and Hip Hop yet?
No. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
You don't think so?
I don't know if Mario Winans was big enough to do Love and Hip Hop.
There's a lot of people on Love and Hip Hop. I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, there's a lot of people
that
on
is true
the show.
Too, but what would be his storyline? You got to be connected to a good storyline or something.
Well, apparently he had
a
child outside.
He owes the IRS a lot of money, and he owes his baby mama $178. That ain't good story.
Right, and he's 90% married.
90% of
the
music
He's married,
industry.
And the baby mom is outside the marriage.
90%. That's 90% of the music industry. We've heard that story before. Everybody comes to Love and Hip Hop with that story.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I can't think of anything else. All right. Well, thank you for those rumors. Now we got front page news. What are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about Donald Trump and some lies that he told about previous presidents.
That's news? Donald Trump lying?
Yeah, it is still news.
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, sports. Congratulations to the Yankees. They beat the Astros last night. The Astros lead the series 2-1, though.
What's
CeCe Sabathia. They still got a couple more games, but CeCe Sabathia pitched an amazing game. 6 innings last night. The bats were finally on fire. Thank God. All right. Now, in the Monday Night Football, if you still watch, the Titans beat the Colts 36-22. Now, let's talk about your president, Donald Trump.
All right. Well, Donald Trump has finally spoken about four American soldiers who were killed during an ambush in Niger. And he said that he was planning to send some personal letters to the families and phone them later this week. I guess he was saying that he wrote the letters. He didn't know if they were mailed out or if they're going to mail them out tonight. But he also said that he doesn't think that previous presidents, or he knows that they actually don't send out letters and contact the families of fallen soldiers. Check it out.
The traditional way, if you look at President Obama and other presidents, most of them didn't make calls. A lot of them didn't make calls. I like to call when it's appropriate, when I think I'm able to do it. I'm going to be calling them. I want a little time to pass. I'm going to be calling them. I have, as you know, since I've been president, I have. But in addition, I actually wrote letters individually to the soldiers we're talking about, and they're going to be going out either today or tomorrow.
Donald Trump knows nothing about being the president. He knows nothing about presidents. He has no idea the people on all that money he has were presidents. Okay?
Mm-mm-mm. All right.
What
now,
else are you talking about?
He tried to backtrack and said he doesn't know if Obama did write those or not. He said, I was told that he didn't, and a lot of presidents don't.
Well, he doesn't think black people can write. So, you know.
All right. Now, let's talk about the state of emergency in Florida. And that is all because Richard Spencer is giving a speech there on Friday. So Richard Spencer, by the way, is the one who was helped organize the deadly rallies in Charlottesville. And he actually spoke and headed up the one that was the week after those events happened. Now, Floridians are furious about this event at the University of Florida. That's taking place Thursday. And so the reason why, according to the president of the university, that he's allowing it to go down is because originally they denied his request, but then he threatened a lawsuit because of free speech. And so they are allowing him to go ahead and speak and do a Q&A. He paid like $11,000 to use the space there, but it's going to cost them $500,000 in security.
Oh, Richard Spencer, you know, when it comes to crack-ass crackers, he's a number one seat.
Crack-ass
okay,
cracker?
Clearly a number one seat. But, I mean, that shows you that free speech ain't free because he's paying to speak, right?
Mm. Well, yeah.
That's the cost of free speech, 11 grand in his case.
But it's costing the university $500,000. So that's amazing. You're really not making any money off of this at all. Now, a lot of people are planning to demonstrate in response to that seminar. And people have also been threatening to get violent at the event as well.
The thing is, you need to cancel that. The thing is, it's probably...
For safety purposes.
That's true. And it's probably a crack-ass cracker that's letting that crack-ass cracker speak because he agrees with the rhetoric that crack-ass cracker Richard Spencer is saying.
I hope not, man, because if not, it's going to be a lot of problems. We don't need to see any of that right now, especially not on a college campus.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your room. I'm Front Page News.
All right.
Now, where's little Young Tasty Cakes? Young Taylor Gang.
Now, explain to the people who Young Tasty Cakes is.
I don't know what Taylor does here. Taylor, what is your exact title and job? What are you? Producer?
Turn her mic off.
Producer slash production assistant, since I help with y'all.
She's a great producer. She does all like my Donkey of the Day intros and like sweepers and imaging and stuff like that.
Sweepers and imaging.
And she runs our phones and stuff like that. But we was in here having a conversation yesterday, and she told me about a young lady she knows, and we was having a conversation about body counts. And you know, when you're dating somebody and you're getting serious, you want to know what their body count is.
Correct.
What's your person's body count?
Okay.
No, this is your friend, not you.
This
right?
is not me
you
at
sure?
all.
That's what
yes.
she said.
That's
I don't
she
know. She just
don't
had a friend.
Do that.
Okay.
No, it's not me at all.
Okay, not
but,
you.
But so this is my friend. She's very, I'll say,
free spirit.
Free spirited. Okay. Yes. So in college, she got a lot of bodies, and she
how much is a lot of bodies? Like
okay,
five?
No,
seven,
like she had
10?
Around like almost 80, 70. Bodies.
80, 70.
Is it 80, 70, or 70? It could be 78.
70, 80.
70, 80 bodies.
So she got 70 or 80 okay. bodies.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 26.
Drop on a clues bomb for that high mileage box. All right. I don't know if you can buy that car with 70 to 80 bodies at 26. Too many miles on that car.
80 bodies.
So what year model is that? I'm bad in math. If you're 26, you was born what year? 26. How old are you?
91.
91, okay.
That's 1991
car.
With 300,000 miles.
That's exactly the equivalent. Yeah. It's a 91 car
with 300,000 miles.
About 300,000 miles on it.
Would you buy that vehicle?
Would you buy that vehicle? That's seriously.
Well, women are not cars.
So if you're dating a woman,
right,
and y'all having a conversation about body counts, and she tells you that she got 70 to 80 bodies, can you still date that woman? Now, you're in love now, because once you start having that conversation, you really like this girl.
Let me ask, Young Tasty Cake.
Yes.
Is she a porn star, though?
No.
She's a woman who clearly enjoys having sex as long as she's safe. Is it different if a guy says he has 70 or 80 bodies?
That's disgusting.
Okay, good. I'm glad that's
what are you talking about? 70 to 80 bodies? I don't got 70 to 80 bodies, and I was a whore. That's nasty as hell. 70 to 80?
I personally think that regardless, either way, it shouldn't, like, you shouldn't have that money.
No, you shouldn't have 70 to 80 bodies, man.
How many does she have a year?
I'm not going to tell anybody how many people they should or should see, but
70
it's not
to 80
my
is
business.
A lot. Listen, when I first took my first HIV AIDS test in the early 2000s, and I had to write down, because you know, this is when you had to wait 2 weeks for you to get your results back.
Okay.
So when I had to write down all the bodies,
right.
Once I got to the crackheads, I stopped. I was like, oh, no.
You just told us one. How many crackheads was it?
It's about two.
All right.
That's even worse.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051.
Don't judge me. Your friend got 80 bodies. I only had sex with two crackheads. That's not a false equivalency.
Well, the crackhead got to be at least seven bodies.
No, stop it.
All right. 800-585-1051. Would you date somebody with 80 bodies?
Whoa. That's 80. A lot, bro.
80.
Kobe scored 81 points in the game. Think about how many points that is.
That's a lot.
How many buckets Kobe had to shoot to get 81 points?
And he was tied after.
Lord have mercy.
800-585-1051. Would you date somebody with 80 bodies?
Jesus Christ.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Young Tasty Cake, she does the boards in the other room. She answers the phone. She does a lot up here for The Breakfast Club.
Her name is Taylor.
We were talking about her friend has 80 bodies. Now, 80 bodies meaning she had sex with 80 people. And we just asking, 800-585-1051, would you date somebody with 80 bodies?
Now, mind you, this young lady is 26 years old.
26.
And when you start having the body count conversation, that's when you and a person are very, very serious. Y'all like, y'all really in each other, so you want to know.
Correct.
So, no. I don't know if I could, man.
All right, but let's set the stage. You and the person been dating, let's say, for 4 or 5 months. It's getting a little serious. She's always at your house. You know, you're in love. And you know, you ask, hey, so how many people you been with now? She wants to keep everything up front and everything, you know, real. So she goes, 80.
I'm going to tell you something, ladies. There's nothing wrong with a little white lie. All right, you do not have to tell a man that you had sex with 80 people. Fellas, I wouldn't encourage you to tell your girl that you had sex with 80 women.
Do people really ask that question? How many people have you had sex with?
Yes.
I'm sure.
The body count.
No one's ever asked me that.
The body count question definitely comes up, especially when you're serious with a person. Like, if you're really serious with a person,
I've never
and
asked
thinking
anybody
about
how many people.
Spend,
never?
Never.
You thinking about wanting to spend the rest of your life with this person? Like, y'all really involved? You're definitely having the body count conversation.
I don't understand what difference that makes. As long as you don't have any STDs and you're where you are in life, I always look at people's past, make them who they are today.
Nope.
So if this person is, you know, did what they did in their past and they are who they are right now, because the journey to where we got is always a long one.
I kind of believe what Charlamagne said. I don't believe in lying, but in this particular point, a little lie, if there's 80, see, because let's be honest, if you've dealt with 80 people, the probability of having something is high.
Yes. And then guess what?
Yeah, but you can get tested, and if you don't have, you could deal with one person and get something.
Some things stay dormant in your body for a long time, but the probability is with 80 is a lot more higher than
person. If you use condoms every single time.
Listen,
there's people that have sex with one person and don't use condoms and get something.
That's
true. There's people that could have sex with 100 people.
But if you have 80 people,
I know y'all went to college and all that. Y'all went to college, so y'all may be smarter than me. But if you have sex with one person as opposed to having sex with 80, the probability that you catch something with 80 is greater than one.
That's what I said.
If you protect yourself.
That's common.
Protection doesn't work. Don't you know?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't always work.
And I will also
say this.
It's not
100% safe.
What?
The reason that you would want to know these things, because depending on the town you live in or depending on the industry you're in, if you're dating a woman in the industry and she slept with 80 people in the industry, there's nowhere you can go where a man ain't smashed your chick. Every album release party.
That is true.
Okay? Every single release party.
That is true.
Every app release party. Every number one celebration for a single.
That's true.
You know I hit that, right? Nobody wants that.
Who says that?
Hello, who's this?
Diggs, D-I-G-G-S.
If you got 80 bodies and your name is Diggs, we know why your name is Diggs, because your guts would be digged out.
Not Diggs, it's Biggs.
Anyway,
oh, Biggs.
All right, so.
Who's going to go into a relationship, really? Speaking from a girl's point of view, who's going to go into a relationship telling me, hey, buddy, I've been with 80 guys. I got 80 bodies on me. Nobody's going to tell them the truth when you get into a relationship, and you're usually going to go to, like, the nearest one. Like, you know, I've been with 4 guys when they usually ask.
That's your number 4?
That's your number 4. Uh-huh.
Just take the zero off and say 8. All right?
Eight. You know, like, how many you been with? Four?
That's how
you go to. No, you done slept with half the Bronx.
Hello, who's this?
It's D from Tulsa. What's up?
Hey, man. You dating a girl
what's
and
up,
she says she had 80 bodies. What do you do?
No, I can't do that. That's too much, man. We probably can still be friends and mess around. But you still mess around with her? Yeah, I still can have sex with her, but we ain't even be girlfriend and boyfriend. I still have sex with her.
So, oh, this is my dog D from the Chuck. What up, D?
So it's not a health issue. It's just a
mental thing. Yeah, I ain't wanna do that. I wanna know how much bodies the three of y'all got.
How many people have you had sex with?
That's including back pits.
He said including back pain?
843.
What's back pain? His head was back pain.
Back page is where you hire escorts.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Whoa. Including back pain. You know what? Forget it. 800-585-1051. How you know about back pain, bro?
Everybody knows about back page. They actually took back page down. Yes. It was a big story.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the back page is like the back page of the sauce where they had the...
I've ordered Magna RX pills from the back of the sauce.
My goodness. All
right. Make your penis bigger.
800-585-1051. Would you date anybody with 80 bodies or more? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking to Taylor. She works up here. She does the board op. She also answers the phones and a host of other things. And she says she has a friend that has
80 bodies. Meaning that they've had sex with 80 people.
And I tried to calculate it, right? And I said, what's a good number a year for somebody to have sex with? Three people a year? A single person? 4 people? Maybe 5 the most?
I'm going to be honest with you. If I was single at this point in my life, I could get 80 off in a year if I was just like being nasty
80 off in a year?
And unproductive. I wouldn't be being as productive as I should be. But if I was single at this point in my life, and you got to think, when you're having sex with 80 people, you're taking down any and everything. All right? Anything goes. All right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like anything goes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Yeah.
Come on, man. 80 people? You ain't going to meet 80 people today.
And how many years has it been for her?
She's 26.
So when did she start?
I don't know when she started. But she could have ran a train on a couple of times, though.
True.
You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. You got to
cut the number down.
It's a lot of doubling up. Listen, I promise you, count. You're not going to meet 80 people this week. I promise you, you're not going to meet 80 people this week.
This is a lot.
I promise you.
This is a lot. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how we doing? Good morning. This is Mike.
Mike, would you date somebody with 80 bodies, Mike?
Hell no. And let me tell you something. I have never called up to the Breakfast Club, but I had to call this morning. That's disgusting. Burn it with fire. It's done.
But you know you might have. You just don't know.
No, I never have. I never have.
You don't know how many people the person you've been with has sex with.
Bro, 80 bodies is a lot. Like, that's a lot. I'm not dapping you. If you a man and you like, I got 80 bodies, I'm not giving you props. Like, oh, wow, you the man. I'm not doing that.
That's porn star status. Hello, who's this?
Man, this your boy ATL, man.
ATL. Now, you would give this person a chance?
Look, to be honest, it's like, you know, the past is the past. My body counts over 80. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I done counted up to 100 and stopped. I know I got more than that.
How old are you?
The past. I'm 25. I'm about to be 26 in December.
Goodness, you smashed a lot of ugly ones, bro.
Well, listen, man, some people like how I'm.
I ain't gonna lie. I done took some for the team. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
What team is this?
Where you from, first of all?
I'm from Atlanta, but I moved to Boston. So, you know, two different states, two different words. I moved to Boston. There was different cultures, different girls. So,
have you ever had a disease?
I went. Nah. I can say this. I have got burnt, but after that,
that's a disease.
No. I got something that I can get rid of.
You can get rid of an STD, sir.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, though.
What are you?
But I ain't got the things you can kill.
Okay.
You're not counting the diseases you can kill. I get what he's saying.
Well, Will Chamberlain has sex with 20,000 women. Fidel Castro, 35,000.
And they whores. And Fidel Castro was a dictator who probably had sex with every woman from every age, every day of his life.
Now, there are these twins. Well, they're prostitutes from Amsterdam.
They
had sex with 177,500 people each.
They probably do 10 a day.
No way.
Yeah, they probably do 10 a day. They're prostitutes.
That's disgusting. How do they look?
They're prostitutes.
They're older now. You want to see them?
They still alive?
Yeah.
Well, they grew up.
They're 70 years old now.
Oh yeah, they grew up in an era where STDs weren't at an all time high.
177,000.
What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is some people like high mileage cars. I happen to not be one of those people.
No, all right. Down how fast?
It's just that simple.
Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Nelly. He's not out of it yet because we told you about these rape charges. The woman's not pressing charges anymore, but it's not over. We'll tell you what's happening and we'll tell you what T.I. had to say about his brother Nelly.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Eminem, I was going to say today's Eminem's birthday. But Kevin Hart has released...
Kevin's built like an Eminem, though. If you ever seen the little commercials?
He has released a trailer for his comedy tour, and it's called Irresponsible. Now, here is a little snippet from that, and as you can imagine, he's not straying away from any of the hot topics right now.
You've been behaving like a miscreant. Foolhardy, baby.
Downright stupid, if you ask me.
Call him irresponsible.
Give me one example of me being irresponsible.
Boy, we're talking about you in that car with that girl in Miami. I don't even know who she is.
Call him immature.
What about Las Vegas? F*** you, man.
Call him what you want. Just don't count him out.
Since y'all want to say I'm irresponsible, then I'm going to show you irresponsible. We're going back on tour.
Kevin Hart, Irresponsible Tour. Tickets on sale this Friday.
I'm here for that.
Drop on a Clues Bomb for Kevin Hart, damn it.
Don't use your phone this time, Envy.
That's what you're supposed to do. Live your truth so nobody can use your truth against you. You got dirt out there about yourself, own it.
Absolutely.
And make a few million dollars off it in the process.
So if you want to go ahead and buy those tickets, you can go on his page and click the link in his bio and make sure you get that.
And don't use your phone. Friday. Just trust me. Do not use your phone when you go see Kevin Hart or they will kick you out. They don't care who you are.
They should have had that same policy in Vegas in the room.
Absolutely.
All right.
But it doesn't matter. He's about to make $100 million off that incident. Okay. Drop on the Clues Bombs with Kevin Hart again, Dan.
Own your stuff. This is just the first leg. There's also going to be a second leg and a third leg.
You hear that, Wendy Williams? Own your stuff. Own your dirt. Okay?
All right, now, LeBron and Dwayne Wade were on ESPN with Rachel Nichols, and they were talking about how cheap LeBron is. This has been a long-running joke within the NBA, but apparently it's not a joke. Here's what was said.
That is so falsely true.
That is so falsely true.
He ain't using his phone if it ain't Wi-Fi.
No. It's like, I'm not doing that. I'm not turning on data roaming. I'm not buying no apps. I still got Pandora with commercials, and it just happened. I'm not.
You know you're rich, right?
I'm not paying for it.
You pay for a new headline, but won't pay for whatever the hell. What is that? What technology is that?
But you know, I'm the same way. My Pandora still has commercials. I just got Tidal maybe about 2 weeks ago.
I got Tidal, okay, because I support black-owned business.
I got Tidal about 2 weeks ago. I definitely don't have no apps.
I don't even know what Pandora is.
I have Pandora.
Also. I got Pandora from
but I paid
original.
For it. Now, part of the reason is because in the juice bar, we don't want to have commercials playing while people are listening to music. So
I use my daughter's Spotify.
Get a subscription.
All I'm saying is if you can pay all that money.
Well, you pay for money, that.
She pays for it.
If you can pay all that money for the latest hairline technology, why wouldn't you pay that money for apps?
I don't know. I mean, certain things people just hate paying for. I understand it, man. I hate paying for parking. I think it's ridiculously expensive.
Me too. I park
on
the street.
It's like $70.
I
take the train.
I park on the 500.
I leave my car right here where they pay for our parking.
I'll
get
gamble.
On the train. All right. Now, Nelly, we told you about the woman who is not going to press charges. She had originally accused him of rape, but now she is saying that she couldn't take the pressure of having to go up against a celebrity, and she just isn't built for this. So she is not trying to cooperate with this investigation any further. Well, he's not out of it yet because they said cops are still investigating. Law enforcement sources in Washington state said that they are undeterred by the accuser not cooperating, so they're still gathering evidence and they plan to present the case to the prosecutor's office. Now, T.I. was on stage performing with Nelly, and here's what he said.
Wait till the truth, put that bull behind you, get back to being black, get money. Yeah, what I hate about to say. It's the king, bitch. I'm sorry.
Terrible song selection after such an aggressive rant, okay? He should have dropped Nelly number one or something. You can't drop Hot in Here right. after such an aggressive rant.
Well, that was Nelly's biggest record.
But still, you just dropped number one. You want to be more aggressive with it, right?
They did Dilemma.
You can't say the king, bitch, and then drop Hot in Here, okay? Go with number one.
Yeah. All right, now, Little John has opened a school in Ghana. It's a beautiful thing. He posted on his Instagram.
Little John?
Little John, yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday was a special day for me and my family. We had the ribbon-cutting ceremony and dedication of a brand-new primary school in Ghana I funded along with Pencils of Promise. I dedicated it to the Abomayaw community and to my mother, God is good. I don't think that he's from there, but apparently they have never had a classroom in this community. And so in kindergarten, if it rained, they just had to cancel school because they're just outside under the trees. With that.
When I hear stories like that about Little John, and when you read the statement that he wrote, all I think about is Dave Chappelle when he used to play Little John and be talking so articulate, you know?
Well, he did say he feels like he's at a loss for words of how amazing it feels to give the community something like this school.
Drop one of Clues, Mom, for Lil Jon. Lil Jon is an absolute legend, okay? I don't, you know, that's not even up for debate, all right? Go debate your mom about stuff like that.
Okay,
well, I miss crunk music.
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
But I still listen to crunk every day. When I'm in the gym, that's all I'm listening to is early 2000s crunk music. Lil Jon, Scrappy, Crime Mob, Pastor Troy, the Young Bloods. Mm-hmm. That was a great era.
All right. Well, who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh, my God. You know what?
Oh, my God.
Donkey today is going to a young man named Saheed Ahmed.
Sorry.
All right, Saheed Ahmed is 23 years old. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. He needs to be on the homepage of don'tdatehim.com. Okay, if you think that you had a bad date last week, I got a doozy for you for after the hour in Donkey of the Day.
All okay? right, we'll get to that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlemagne the Devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey today for Tuesday, October 17th, goes to a 23-year-old man named Saheed Ahmed. Now, who is Saheed Ahmed? He is a man who should be on the homepage of don'tdatehimgirl.com. Now, Saheed is currently being charged with manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, leaving the scene of an accident, aggravated unlicensed operator and speeding. I don't even know what aggravated unlicensed operator means, but I think that pales in comparison to the fact that he got a body. Oh, Saheed is being charged with murder. Would you like to know whose murder he's being charged with? Let's go to ABC 7 New York for the report, please.
Car police say 23-year-old Saheed Ahmed had just crashed into a concrete barrier, was now in flames behind him, and he casually walked away from the scene and then rode away in a taxi. Back in the car, Ms. Gruel, Ahmed's friend, who had been sitting right beside him, was dead or dying. The tape and police offer no evidence he made any effort to help her. Ahmed will now be charged with manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and leaving the scene of an accident in this world.
Now, life is all about perspective. Mm-mm. All right, some of you ladies went on a date with someone this weekend who took you out to eat, and then, you know, the man made you pay for your own food and drink. Some of you ladies went out with a man this weekend, and he didn't have a car, so y'all had to Uber everywhere, and he made you pay for the Uber. Some of y'all went out on a date with a man this weekend. He shot your club up and didn't even have the decency to go buy you a Plan B pill. You had to pay for it yourself, okay? Now, if you was a woman in any of these scenarios, you was hot. I know you was. I know you was Aggie. You told your girls all about this lame-ass dude you went on a date with. You vowed to never go on a date with him again. And you currently think all dudes are trash because of this guy. Well, consider yourself blessed that your date turned out better than Harlene Gruwall. You know, rest in peace to her. Poor girl got left in the passenger seat of a burning car because the guy she was out with, who was driving the car, hopped out and left her there to die. Now, I know some of you foolish people are sitting there saying, well, what was Saheed supposed to do? Help? Okay, even if you can't help, don't just leave her there to die. If Saheed had the energy to escape the car and then hail a cab, he could have been using that same energy to help this young lady get out the car. Okay, how bad was this date going? Now, Saheed decided he didn't even want to attempt to save Harleen's life. Like, did you at least think about calling 911? Did you even think about it? And this is how you know New York is the home of the most cold-hearted, mind-their-business people in America. Not just because of Saheed leaving Harleen to die, but the fact he was able to hail a cab in the midst of all of this. Okay? You know how hard it is for us to catch a cab? All right? What taxi driver sees a whole car on fire and actually stops for the guy in the middle of the highway? Is Uber and Lyft killing the game that much that taxi cabs have to take what they can? There is no scenario where any of this makes sense. Okay? Let's just say the young man, or let's just say the young woman was dead on impact. He wouldn't know that. Okay, she could have been unconscious, so you still try to help. The only logical explanation to any of this, and it still doesn't make it right, is this young man was cheating on his main girl with this woman. Because the only person that can strike that kind of fear in me in that moment is my wife. Okay, what's going on in this burning car is bad, but what's going to happen if my wife finds out is much worse. So sorry, my fed side chick, but I gotta go. All right, we really shouldn't have been doing this anyway. Sorry we had to learn that the hard way. Not saying that this is what happened with Saheed and Harleen, just trying to make sense of a senseless situation, okay? This makes no devil damn sense at all. I expect this type of behavior from Floridians. I even expect this from people in the Bronx, but these are New Yorkers from Queens. Your people envy? Your people.
I'm not claiming them.
Can you imagine Saheed's answer when someone asked him what happened? You Saheed homeboy, and you'd be like, Saheed, you just left her in the car and fled the scene? Saheed be like, dead ass, I left her dead ass in the car. My girl will kill me, B. Yo, you home, though? Let's get this 2K popping, B. Look, kids, always remember, love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Please give Saheed Ahmed the biggest hee-haw, please. Tragic situation, man.
My goodness.
That's why you just don't let your people leave with anybody. You
got to
know who your people with at all times.
Exactly.
That's okay. Just very sad. They're very sad.
He's from Queens.
I don't know about that.
Queens.
You might have moved there.
Saheed Ahmed is from Queens.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's open up these phone lines. 800-585-1051. If you were in the same situation, what would you do?
I'm not hailing a cab. I know that much.
I'm definitely not hailing a cab.
I'm not hailing a cab. I'm not fleeing the scene.
Well, I would hope that anybody would try to help.
Yeah, I'm going to try to help. If the car's too hot.
I don't understand.
That car looked like it was hot, but you still
would instinctually try.
Try.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to burn my hand, and then I'm going to call 911. And then if there's nothing I can do after that, I don't know.
Seems like he might have had a suspended license, warrants. I don't know.
I don't care.
Whatever it is.
He definitely fled the scene like something was wrong.
Definitely.
Like he really was trying to hide something. I'm telling you.
He got spooked. He got scared.
I think he was cheating. I'm going to be honest with you. That's the only thing that could spook you that much. I really think he was cheating.
All right. 800-585-1051. If you were in that same predicament, what would you do? 800-585-1051.
Can't wait to hear all these Supermen and Batman and, you know, Black Panthers that's about to call up here talking about what they would do.
All right, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, what would you do in this situation? Charlamagne gave donkey today to who, Charlamagne?
Saheed Ahmed. All right, Saheed Ahmed is a... this young man who got into a car wreck with a young lady in the car and the car burst into flames. He left the young lady there to die, jumped into a cab, and went on about his business.
All right, so we're asking, what would you do in that situation? Start off with you, Yee.
Well, naturally, I would try to help whoever was in the car with me. That would be my first instinct, unless it was absolutely impossible. But first and foremost, you would try to at least open the door and drag them out.
Right, yeah, but that car was on full-fledged fire. I mean, I don't know if you could open that door.
I mean, you would try, though.
Definitely.
I don't know if it would work, but you would try.
Charlamagne, what would you do?
I mean, self-preservation is the first thing. So once you save yourself, then of course you try to save the young lady. But I know that I would not have hailed a cab and fled the scene. Like, I'm not going to just leave that young... even if that young lady does burn to death in that car, I'm just not going to leave the body there. You know what I mean?
Now, let me ask you a question, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Let's say you are out and about on the town.
Yes.
And this woman that you're out and about on the town with is not your wife.
My side chick or something.
Your side chick.
Okay.
So now that car is burning.
Yes.
And you know that when this is all over, you got to go home.
I don't want to feel the wrath of my wife.
So what does that mean?
Well, you know, once I get home, you know what I mean, and she turns on the news and sees me on there, I say, babe, look, the holidays is coming around. I decided to pick up some extra money as an Uber driver. I picked up this young lady, and I got into a bad accident, and I was shook. Car burst into flames. I didn't know what to do, so I just jumped out and came home to you, baby.
That was a good lie. You made that up pretty fast. But what about... I've never seen an Uber driver with the passenger in the front seat.
Well, you know how my car... well, see, what happened was I spilled something in the back, so it was all wet back there. So, you know what I'm saying? I had her sitting in the front. I'm new to this. You know
but
what I mean? I
don't
know. I'm new to this Uber driving
thing.
They're
going to find out someone was in the car with you anyway, whether or not you stayed or leave. So, why leave? I mean, it's just human nature. You want to save someone's life.
Definitely try to pull a person out, regardless of what the situation is.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to deal with the makeup stairs.
Cheating on your wife and left somebody in the car.
No, but you should.
Gonna find out anyway.
You shook in that moment, though. You can blame it on just shock. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, yo, I jumped out. I thought she was right behind me. My door opened. I didn't know.
That's not gonna work. Hello, who's this?
Hello, hi, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, what would you do?
I felt like you could have found some way to drag her out the car. He could have dragged her out the car with her. Like, he could have just, I don't know, but he should have gotten her out the car some way, somehow. He should have helped. If he could have gotten his seatbelt off, just to get out of the car himself, there's no way he couldn't help her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot went into that situation. He had to take his... well, I don't know if he was wearing a seatbelt, but you had to open the door and get out the car. You had to hail the cab. You could have been using that same energy to pull that girl out.
He could have did something. And even if he couldn't get her out, at least wait. Wait to try to get some help to do something.
But you know what? We do live in an era where men ain't even holding the door open for women nowadays. So what the hell you expect me to pull you out of a burning car for?
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, DJ Envy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. My name is Israel.
Hey, Israel. We're asking, what would you do if you were in that situation?
I would definitely try to help. Mm-hmm. And if I couldn't help, I'd call somebody. I would definitely not hail a cab. I never think somebody could be so cold in their life to do such a thing.
I said the same thing.
As I say, love and compassion and necessities, not luxuries.
800-585-1051. Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rake It Up, Yo Gotti. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking. You know, Charlamagne gave Donkey the data. Who, Charlamagne?
Saheed Ahmed. Saheed Ahmed is the young man, 23 years old, who was driving with a young lady named Harleen. Rest in peace to Harleen. And he got into a car wreck. Car burst into flames. Somehow, Saheed jumps out of the car and hails a cab and flees the scene. Doesn't even try to help the young lady or anything.
So we're asking, what would you do? 800-585-1051. I absolutely positively would do what I had to do to try to get that person out of the car. No matter what was going on, no matter if I had warrants, if there was a problem, you still got to have a conscience at the end of the day.
Yeah, my first instinct is definitely to save myself. My second instinct is to save the other person. That's just how I think my mind would work.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Nicole. What's up, Envy?
What's up, Mama? Now, what would you do, Nicole?
Oh, no, I wouldn't have done that. That's some cold shit. If somebody
no cursing.
Oh, I'm sorry. If somebody would have left me, my family would be devastated. My kids would be devastated. I would never do something like that to nobody.
Okay, thank you, Mama.
All right, later.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Yahuda.
Yahuda, what up, Yahuda?
Yahuda. Your parents ain't named you that.
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, that's my last name is Yahuda. And wow. I'm Nigerian like you, Charlamagne, because my father's from Nigeria.
Okay, I'm 95% sub-Saharan African, 95% West African, okay.
My goodness. Now, what would you do, Yahuda?
Nigeria in the house. I'm Igbo, too.
I don't know what that means.
That's the guy I called the other day. He said you was Igbo.
Oh, okay, yeah, no doubt.
The tribe. Right. Yeah, we don't play. You know, we call it like it is. We say what it is. We speak what's on our mind, just like you do, Charlamagne.
Oh, I might be Igbo tribe then. But continue.
Yeah, you the yes. man. I was watching y'all's show because, you know, y'all are on TV now. So I was like, how am I going to be able to get into this show to watch, you know, to talk and comment on these? Y'all are the bomb. I just got to say, y'all are the bomb.
Thank
y'all
you,
need to give yourself a bomb. I mean, y'all keep me watching. Y'all keep it real. But I mean, what I was halfway falling asleep, then I heard something about a car blowing up. So I woke up and was like, wait a minute, what? And then I see this car on fire and this crazy Ahmed. What is this dude
named? Saheed Ahmed.
Yeah, I mean, what is he, a terrorist? What, did he blow up the car?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, no, he did not blow.
All right, stop it.
Now. Thank you for
stop
calling, it. Mama. Yahoo. Keep watching.
Yeah, your name is Yahuti, and you talking about somebody being a terrorist just because of their name?
Oh,
all right, stop
man.
It, all right? What's
sometimes
wrong with
just,
us, man?
Sometimes I just hate people.
We got to do better, okay? Look at your name before you judge somebody else's name, Yahuti. What was her name, Yahuna?
I don't know. Yahuka. Yahuda.
Yahula.
What's the moral of the story, man?
The moral of the story is, man, you know, chivalry is clearly dead, all right? And love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries, man. You just got to have love and compassion for other people, bro. You just have to.
All right. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Nicki Minaj. Hopefully by now you've seen the pictures of her on the cover of T Magazine. The Great Issue will tell you some of the things that she said in the magazine.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club.
What's going on? Yo!
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Michelle Williams made an appearance. She was at the convocation ceremony for Liberty University last week. And while she was there, the audience was asking for her to call Beyonce. They wanted to talk to Beyonce. They
That's
asked several times.
That's disrespectful right
She
there.
Seemed like she was getting a little irritated by it, but she did attempt to call Beyonce, and
I don't
here's
know
what
why
happened.
Y'all be on Michelle neck so hard.
Can we call Beyonce? Can we just try to get a hold of Queen B? Y'all want to have a conversation with Beyonce? Yes.
All right, let me see.
Are you really going to call her?
Yes.
It's disrespectful.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Can you put her on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Hey, B, leave a message.
She's probably having a quiet time.
Prayer. She's having a time with the Lord.
Yes.
All right, now, on Twitter, Michelle said, it was a prank, goofballs. No real numbers were used. The voice on the voicemail is a young lady from the university. And then she put slaps knee. Then she said, not my idea, actually. I agreed to do it before the service started. A lady named Katie let us use her number, and she created a voicemail.
I mean, it's only funny because it's Michelle. If that was anyone else, it'd be normal, okay? Beyonce got three kids, a career, a husband. Yeah, she may not pick up on the first time.
The only thing is they never said it was a prank, I guess, during the thing. So now afterwards.
Oh, they never said a prank even when it was after. They didn't say that was.
So now she's on Twitter letting people know.
So per usual.
It was just a prank.
Per usual, jokes on Michelle. Jesus Christ. God damn it, Michelle. Could they start letting you in on these pranks, please? And stop making you the butt of the joke all the damn time? Jesus Christ, Michelle. Come on, Tanitra.
All right, now let's talk about 50 Central. You know, that airs on Wednesday nights on BET.
Uh-huh.
And there's one person that 50 Cent has beefed with for some time, and I didn't know if they were ever going to work it out. But it appears like maybe they have, because this person will be on 50 Central.
Not
and
Ja
they
Rule.
Actually, I didn't say that.
Oh.
Just somebody that he was beefing with.
It don't even matter then. If it ain't Ja Herb, it don't matter. It don't
matter. Here's a little clip from the episode that's going to air on Wednesday.
Welcome to Couples Therapy. Why would you say you're here today?
I believe that we have a strong connection, and I don't want to lose it.
And you, why are you here?
Because she dragged me down.
Keep on.
Oh, okay. So violence is never the answer. You don't have to set it off.
All right, so that was Vivica A. Fox. So she's going to be on there. If you remember, they dated for a while, and then, you know, she allegedly jumped over the gate to his house, and he had to get a restraining order against her and all kinds of drama.
Is it Ayana trying to fix their life?
I mean, no, it's not her.
No.
But it's, you know, it's a spoof.
I'm going to watch. That seems interesting, but not as interesting it would be if that was Irv or Jada.
Yeah, maybe next episode.
That would have been good.
All right, Nicki Minaj is on the cover of T Magazine. It's the Greats issue. I know a lot of people probably saw the cover yesterday. It was on social media. There's seven different covers, and Nicki Minaj is on one of them. Now she's talking about new music and a new attitude. She said, sonically, I know what the album's about to sound like. I know what this album is going to mean to my fans. This album is everything in my life coming full circle and me being truly, genuinely happy. It feels almost like a celebration. The last album, The Pink Print, was almost like my diary, closing the chapter on certain things and not knowing if I was happy or sad about beginning new chapters. I was really writing about feeling unsure. Now I can tell you guys what happened for the last 2 years of my life. I know who I am. I am getting Nicki Minaj figured out with this album, and I'm loving her.
Just give us the music. And any artist, and this goes for any artist, don't oversell things nowadays. Just give us the music.
This is going to be her toughest album ever of her career.
I hope so.
This is going to be her toughest album.
What do you mean tough? Like musically? Like it's going to be good? Like,
or
you
challenging.
Mean
everybody is looking at her on this album. The fact that after the whole Remy thing, she's not messing with Safari. Everything that's going on with it, this is going to be her most challenging album.
All right, now she also talks about competition and what she looks for and people that she channels when she's rapping, the people that influence her, the three people that she says she channels. She says, do you sound intelligent? Does your flow switch up? Are you in command of the beat? I listen for things like that. She said, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, and Foxy Brown, those are the three I keep in my head when I'm writing because they've influenced me so much, I feel like I'm a part of all of them. And she said, 2 years ago, Kanye told her, every girl I hear rap, I can hear Nicki in her rap. I didn't ask him who, but that was such a great compliment. So
let's give us some music.
That's what she had to say
about that. I'm ready to hear a new Nicki Minaj album. I want to hear what that sounds like.
All right, now Rick Ross was on Snapchat, and he's still wondering, did Birdman pay Lil Wayne yet? Here's what he said on his Snapchat.
I wonder if Birdman paid that man yet. Pay that man, man. That man sold $1 million the first week. God damn, what a nigga gotta do to get his money? Sell $10 million in the first 2 days, then you'll pay the man. You know what I don't like really the most about this shit? The fact that y'all two fighting each other instead of y'all two fighting the white people. You switched out on him.
Now he goes on to talk about the time that he negotiated a $15 million deal with Birdman. He said Birdman knew not to pull off what he's done to other artists, and if Birdman didn't pay him, he would have given him the death sentence. And he talked about Birdman also removing his grills and planning to take the tattoos off of his face, because Birdman said he's going to get rid of all those tattoos. He said, so take all your plastic out your mouth, erase all the tattoos on your face. What you can do is give them young soldiers back that time they gave you. That's it.
All Birdman got to do to shut everybody up is write Lil Wayne a check. But clearly, that is damn near impossible for him to do. Or maybe he just don't got the bread. I don't know.
In which case, you work out a deal.
Yes, I just don't think he was.
But a check needs to get cut, okay? Right.
It's deeper than that. I don't know why, but it's deeper than
that. He got on one of them social media sites last week and said that he going to shut everybody up and pay Wayne. So shut everybody up and pay Wayne.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee. That's your rumor reports.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, People's Choice mixes up next. Let me know what you want to hear at DJ Envy. Get your request in right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.